Well, here's a writing exercise or a writing trick that I do with my students when I'm in class. And I call this exercise how to edit a personal text. And of course, when I'm doing it with my students, this is not for the kind of texts that they would have in the context of an exam, when they are trying to get a C1 level, a B2 level, and they have 40 minutes or 1 hour to present their best work in the context of an exam against the clock, and it has to be fully crafted, edited, etc. No, this is for their personal writing, when they are writing for fun, when they are writing their journals, or when they are writing a caption to share some good image or social media, their journals, these kind of things. So the question is, in those contexts, in the context in which you're writing for fun, you're writing to express yourself, to understand yourself, what happens when you spend time with a text before you begin editing it? Many times we just, all of us, we just leap in. We don't want to stop. We want to look, we want to start editing because we have seen something that really calls our attention and we want to highlight, or that we want to hide, because sometimes we realize that this text is way too personal and it's revealing a lot about ourselves that we are not really interested in showing. So before you go and you try to edit and you try to manipulate that idea, stop yourself. Because what if the insight that you are trying to gain about yourself is there, buried within those paragraphs? It's always a good idea to stop and to see what the text is trying to tell you. And actually, well, my students, of course, they have to do this exercise. You can do it if you want to. It's voluntarily in your case, but I would recommend you do it. And don't take my word for it, because I think that if you do it, if you spend time with a personal text that you have written, you will see minimum like three things, let's say. There are three benefits. So if we go for benefit number one, let's say that you have your text, you spend time with it, and what you should do is to pick up a different block, a different notebook, even a different pen. Look at the text, look at what you have written, and try and come up with ideas. Whatever comes to your mind that is related to the insight you're trying to gain. So is it that the content is too flawed? Is it is the pacing slow? Is the character well developed? Do you have structural problems or issues? Wait, just take notes. Take notes of that, write it down and regurgitate it. Spend some time with it. Then you will see these three things, I think, because I'm a prophet. I know what's going to happen. So the first one is that the longer that you spend with the text, the longer that you will see what needs to be processed, as I've said. Also, there is because little things start to become visible about your own style, about your own writing approach. The second one is that you will start to see more than one way to edit the text. And more importantly, you will start to see something will emerge, and you will start to see how you can use this text, how it can be recycled, how these ideas can be used into different projects, one can be used for science fiction, maybe the way in which you are depicting a place gives you an insight about the place that you had in your childhood, and you can use it in a biographical setting, or in science fiction, or in any other type of writing. So I think that you can start to see more possibilities of your own writing and of your own way of expressing yourself the more time that you spend with your text. And then also, there are some times in which you are in front of a text and the text is technically well written, and yet it lacks a soul. It's not really telling you anything, and you are tempted of just going and ripping on the page. Don't be patient, because maybe this insight is not yet to be discovered for you. Maybe the time has not come. But if you read, if you take notes, if you analyze it, if you let it speak to you with patience, if you spend time with it and you think about it, and if you remain open, and this is very important, you will find that there is something that you can do with it eventually. So my proposal, the writing exercise, the writing trick for the day is for you to spend time with your writing before you edit it, before you start overimposing your own beliefs. So let's see if that works. Try it. Try it. That's my proposal. Now the ball is on you. So it's all up to you now to decide if there is any value in it or if you think that I am all wrong. Until then, anyway, I'll see you in the next writing trek, and until then, happy writing.